DiscerningHearts.com presents Building the Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. Monsignor Essif is a priest in the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has served as a retreat director and confessor to St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Monsignor Essif encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived in areas around the world, serving in the Pontifical Missions, a Catholic organization established by St. Pope John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. He continues to serve as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, sisters, seminarians, and other religious leaders. Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Good morning, Monsignor. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful, Chris. Thank you.
You're feeling good? Everything's going well?
I really do. I every day I get a lot of calls because of my age, I think. And how are you doing? How do you feel? Do you need any assistance? And, you know, and then somebody saying, you sound a little hoarse or you sound like you're sore throat. No. A lot of people, you know, could make you sick.
I know. I get that from people all the time. Yeah. He sounds a little wheezy. He sounds, yeah. You know, they're giving me health reports. So, they just love you
I
so much. That's
an
why.
Expectation of any of the symptoms of the coronavirus. But this particular disease has made us all aware of death. The death came into the world long before we realize death came into the world as a consequence of sin. The greatest evil in the world is sin. It's not disease. It's not war. The first thing that has brought evil into the world was sin. And the tempter, the devil, is not as evil because he already existed. And he, the tempter, and that's his occupation for humankind and with our parents, Adam and Eve, he was the tempter. And we, because of his temptation, fell into sin. And the consequence of it was death. The consequence of it was illness. The consequence of it was all the kinds of terrible things that you can read them right there in the book of Genesis. So the only one who came along and was without sin was Mary. She was the first human being that the Holy Spirit came and preserved her from original sin, because God had a plan in mind. He was going to send his Holy Spirit upon her, and she was to conceive Jesus in her womb. He was born 2,020 years ago. He suffered in the year 33, died. He actually suffered and took on himself the sins of all mankind. Jesus is the Savior of the world. On the cross, every sin, every sinner, that is the value of the cross, was poured upon Jesus. And through his blood, we have the salvation of all mankind. And the Holy Spirit then came. What is the instrument that he is using for the salvation of mankind, the church? He came upon the apostles as they gathered in the upper room. As he came upon them, he gave them new life. These went up and he transformed them because Jesus had this plan. He would be our head, and they would be his body on earth, transforming them into those 12 pillars of the church. They had just selected one in that upper room to be the 12th, to take the place of Judas, Matthias. And upon those apostles came the Holy Spirit, and they were transformed into him. Just as he came into Mary, he came into them. Just as he came into Mary, he came into the 3,000 that were baptized. Just so he came into you and me and every baptized person. So you were conceived in sin, brothers and sisters who are fellow Christians. You were dead in sin when you were born. You were then given new life by water. The Holy Spirit came upon you in baptism, and you were given new life. When you die, you're born to eternal life. What are we most afraid of? And that we're being so aware of, not to have this disease. That's true. And I will do everything I can, washing my hands, keeping my distance, the quarantine, all of the masks, anything and everything to prevent this disease from spreading. But it is. And many, many people are dying. And the death is not the major thing to be afraid of on this Sunday. The major thing to be afraid of is sin. It still is. You and Jesus are one, and we are his body. But what's the message today for the church as we gather together? He came and he has power over life and death. And this Sunday morning, we have forgotten that death he has power over because of his resurrection. And because he is in you, you also are living by the Spirit. But what would cause death in you is sin. That would take you back to your original state where you were before you got the life of Jesus in you. And so we hear from Ezekiel, and as he tells us, thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. See, I have done that. I did that, and Ezekiel, in his prediction, hundreds of years before Jesus now has the power to raise Lazarus from the dead, which he does in today's gospel. But what does he do before he raises Lazarus from the dead? In the Gospel of John, in that 38th chapter, he raises his eyes to his Father and says, Father, I'm only doing this because you asked me to. This is because I am following what you want, not because of what Martha wants or Mary wants, but because it's your will that I raise him from the dead. And then he calls him forth. Lazarus, come forth. I have power over life and death. And what about that? I am in you. Now, in the church today, what we have really and truly forgotten is that you, who are bishops, have that power. You have full authority, he says, in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And I give that authority to you. That's every one of you fathers. You too sit in the chair of Moses. And every one of you mothers sit in the chair of Moses in your family. You are there with the authority of Christ in you, not to do what you want, but what the Father has asked you to do. And how many times in your own marriage have you disobeyed God's commandments? In the story that Jesus gives of sinners, and you children, as you come to hear this, every single one of us is a child of God because we are in Him and through Him and with Him, a child of the Father. And our Father is telling us our commandments. And our Father is this loving Father. And when Jesus sits with the younger son, who is such a great sinner, that he goes against every single tradition of the Jewish family. He takes his father's inheritance before he dies. I wish you were dead. Why doesn't he say to his father, drop dead so I can get your money? He just goes and gets it. He takes it. He goes off to a foreign land. Jewish people never live where there are not other Jewish people. He goes to where the pagans are. He does every single thing against, and then he's eating with the pigs. And when he finally gets there, he doesn't come back to his Abba, to his father, because he's dead in sin, but because he's hungry. And even when he comes, the Father runs to him. So much does the Father love him. This is the story of God's love for the sinner. This is the story of every single soul that has abandoned their relationship with the Father. This is Jesus telling us about that relationship that he wants us to have with the Father. What's the story he wants for us? As a father has loved me, so I have loved you. My Father loves you as he has loved me, the only begotten Son. Remain in me, and I in you, and you will bear much fruit. How many of us on this Sunday, the fifth Sunday of Lent, are really so within him? And I'm speaking not only to bishops and parents and children, but I'm speaking to every single person. Every one of us on this Sunday is called to remain in him and he in us. And so one of the greatest gifts that we have during this time, when Jesus is calling us, not only of the call from Ezekiel, but it's the call also from Paul. As Paul reminds us today in the letter to the Romans, in this 8th chapter, the 8th to the 11th verses, brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you, whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, you see, that's what you were, but that's what you are not now, because the Spirit has been given to you from your baptism, from your confirmation, from your matrimony, from your ordination. Every single baptized, confirmed Christian who receives Holy Communion, his body, his blood. The Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to you and to your mortal bodies also.
We'll return to Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Esser in just a moment.
This is Chris McGregor of Discerning Hearts. We are all now living through a difficult time. More than ever, we are being called to turn toward the light of Christ and to follow Him. So our work doesn't stop. In fact, it's more important than ever. Please consider making a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, between now and Divine Mercy Sunday, April 19th, to help support our efforts to offer spiritual guidance, love, and hope to the world. Hit the donate button at discerninghearts.com, or you can find it within the Discerning Hearts free app. Thank you from all of us at Discerning Hearts, and God bless. A prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
Did you know that Discerning Hearts has a free app in which you can find all your favorite Discerning Hearts programming? Father Timothy Gallagher, Dr. Anthony Lillis, Deacon James Keating, Mike Aquilina, Dr. Matthew Bunsen, and so many more are found on the Discerning Hearts free app. Did you also know that you can stream Discerning Hearts programming on numerous streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and so many more? And did you know that Discerning Hearts also has the YouTube page? Be sure to check out all these different places where you can find Discerning Hearts.
We now return to Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Esser.
I would like to go back to that authority. You see, the devil knows authority. And when he comes against us, when he comes to try and tempt us and have us fall from grace, how important it is that we recognize authority. You see, those who are in authority in the church, how important it is that you recognize that your power does not come from you or any other source except from the Spirit who is in you. Now, if Jesus has given full authority in heaven and on earth to you, and he has given you that authority so that you have this power on earth, as the Father has given me this power, so I give it to you. The devil knows that you have that power to recognize the enemy. The enemy is Satan and sin and death. And these enemies are coming against us. And we and you have authority. Every one of us have authority over sin, who are ordained priests. The authority that has been given to us is so magnificent authority. Who but God can forgive sin? And you, brother priests, you have power over Satan and sin, and therefore you have this power within you. you also have this power to heal and to bless. And how many of us just take that power for granted? The power that we hardly use it. You have power, bishops, to bless, and the power to give grace to the suffering and the sick and the needy around you, to lay your hands. This is a power that comes through you. That's what your authority tells you as you lay your hands on the sick, as you lay your hands over those that you're going to ordain, as you lay your hands. So is the authority coming through you and is in you and over all the enemies of the church. And so I'd really like to just emphasize, there's a great saint I have such a love for, and is Saint Charbel. I'd like to invoke him today what did he do in his lifetime? He prayed. The hermetical life is so dismissed. What is a life of prayer? Useless. It doesn't mean anything. And maybe that's what's wrong with the entire church today. Because the first thing that we do is adore, praise, honor, bless God. We were given this life of Jesus because he first, in that verse 38, looked at the Father. Father, Father, I'm only doing this. He's not so involved, even though he loves Lazarus and he wants to raise him from the dead. He loves Mary and he just wept. But I love you, Father, and you are the one I'm obeying. The first one we please in this world, every single one of us who are in him and through him, adore, praise, honor God. God, be worshiped and praised and adored. And so the glory of God and the praise of God and the honor of God is the most important of all the things that we're going to do.
Monsignor?
Yes?
Many people that are listening to you right now, they are just your average Joes. They're your average lay people who are tuning in on this Sunday morning on your broadcast and or maybe listening to your podcast, and they just want to be close to the Lord, and they're afraid. And I'm sure they hear you about sin. They might not be able to go to Mass like they usually do. They may not be able to go to confession like they normally would, and they're afraid. So what would you say to them?
I trust in the Lord. The soul and my soul trusts in your word. You see, if he loves me so much that he came into me before I was even aware, most of you who are listening were baptized as babies. Some of you came into the world, into the church, and got baptized later on. And so you walked in. You weren't carried in. But most of us were not as aware of how much he loved us as you are today. You know, as whatever you are as a baptized person, and if you're most newly baptized, I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord. You're just longing for him. And how many of us long for God? How many of us love him so much that we long for him? My soul longs for the Lord more than sentinels wait for the dawn. Are you? Do you see that the Lord is loving toward you? Do you see that you can love the Father as much as Jesus loves him? Do you see that the relationship that you have with the Father that he has done? That kid that came home after being away for so long, you could be drenched with sin. And as that boy came up that road, and this is what Jesus has if you're a sinner, and he longs for you, and he's so happy you're just even coming back today. And maybe you haven't gone to Mass for a long time. Maybe you have many sins that you're covered with. He longs for you on this fifth Sunday of Lent. He throws his arms around you, and he welcomes you, and he puts on you the ring, and this is the party. He's just, thank God you're back. Thank God you're back. He's saying to everyone, let us rejoice. Let us slaughter the fattened calf. He's so happy that you have even come into view. Oh, my people, I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land, that you shall know that I am the Lord. I long for you. You know that kid that didn't come into the party, the older son, Chris? How he longed for him to rejoice with the whole family, so that now he was lost and he's come back. The joy of God of receiving everyone into his family. I believe there's a joy in heaven that's going to be coming with some of the great miracles that are happening today in the church and outside the church and in every corner of the world.
Final thought, Monsignor?
I would like to have you today cry out Psalm 130. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. God bless.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essiff. To hear and or to download this episode, along with hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com and join us next time for Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essiff.